You know, I just try to go out there and do whatever they tell me to do. The play's there, if the opportunity's there, just try to capitalize on it.
When the guys get in the zone in the end, I mean, did you feel almost like just keep giving me the ball?
Well, I mean, everything that was opening up was there. So, like I said, all I could do is go out there. It's not like I was calling on players my way. It was just going out there and executing the play that was called.
When Cecil goes down so early, did you tell yourself, hey, I have to pick up the slack?
Not at all. You know, when one person goes down, the next person has to come in. And Mike Brown came in and did a wonderful job today in Cecil's absence and, you know, came out there and made some good plays.
You guys got within 2 points there in the third quarter. Do you feel like you had a chance there, especially against this team?
No, we knew we had a chance. The fact that we were in the game going into the third quarter, we knew we were competing, and we knew that we had a shot to go win this thing. We just need to execute the way that we know we could, and you know, do everything right.
What is the takeaway? I mean, obviously you guys don't talk about moral victories or anything, but in terms of the process of getting better, it looked like you guys did that much today.
Right. I mean, that's really all we can ask for, to get better each time we step out on the field, through practice and through games. So, you know, I felt like we got better. We executed. We executed a lot better in the run game today. And I think, you know, that's what opened up some of the pass games. So, overall, I think we did great.
Has there been no adjustment period for you? I mean, you don't need it, you know, from not playing to going playing what you've done the last 2 weeks?
We're competitors. That's what we do. Go out there and compete.
That was one heck of an athletic play. How about to make a play there when you guys really needed one?
That was exciting for us. You know, because against a guy like Peyton Manning, you need to make those types of plays to be successful. That's what we talked about all week. And we were able to force 3 turnovers against him, you know, against the elite quarterback in the league. So it shows that defensively we're moving in the right direction. Still made too many mistakes to win, you know, to beat a team like that. But the positive thing is we are headed the right way.
No way you were thinking end zone right when you caught it, or were you?
No. I was thinking just catch it first, and then it opened up. Andre Branch made a great block, you know, and we were able to score. So, you know, that was an exciting play for us.
What was the effort in the first half was tremendous. I mean, but does that take something out of you? You guys don't have numbers to really shuffle a lot of guys through. I mean, in the second half, you weren't able to hit them at all, really. That was the difference. First half, you got some pressure.
Yeah.
Second half, not really.
I mean, I think they were – you got to give them credit. They made some adjustments. They had a really good plan coming out in the second half. And, you know, with Peyton Manning, he's able to do things, change things at the line of scrimmage. And then we weren't able to get the type of pressure that we had in the first. You know, but you got to give credit to our D-line. I mean, they fight hard all game. And they give it everything they have. That's all we can ask for.
What do you take away from this one? Obviously, you guys are 0-6 now. You think you were in position to maybe steal one. But, I mean, do you have to take some of those smaller victories that you guys always talk about?
I think we have to look at the things that we did well and say, all right, now we need to continue to improve on that and take that moving forward. But we got to really take a good hard look at the type of mistakes that we made, too. I mean, early in the game, we have them third and forever, and they hit a, you know, a check down, a, you know, kind of a running back screen to get a first down. We're off the field on third down, and also we get a penalty. This is Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. You can't do things like that and expect to be successful. So those are plays we got to take a good hard look at ourselves and say, moving forward, we have to correct things like that.
Difference in first half and second half, at least from my eyes, you guys were able to hit Peyton quite a bit in the first half. Even if you didn't sack them, second half it was a little more difficult.
They went in and they made some adjustments, and they came out. They was doing a lot more slide the line play action and trying to move a little bit on the edge with the tight end still blocking. So, you know, our whole thing was just getting push in his face, and the hitting him was a plus. And we wanted to keep him rattled and make him move in the pocket. I think we did a good job with that in the second half. I think they made a couple adjustments.
What's the fine line between you guys playing with emotion out there and then some of the silly penalties that you get?
You know what? The penalty that we got today, I mean, the one on Branch, I mean, it was 6 guys around him. I'm just in pulling guys back like, man, we're done. And they call it on Branch. And then they call it unsportsmanlike conduct on Josh. You know, and they said all he said was, that's not happening today. They call it taunting. And I'm like, you know, we can't play both of y'all. You know, they're supposed to be that good. Why are you giving them stuff? So, you know, but that's not enough. We got to walk away. You know, we just can't get into it. So I think it was really getting tough because we was actually getting to them.
What do you take away from this? You lose another one that you thought you were in and maybe had a chance. Now 0-6, but nobody gave you a shot in this game, mm-hmm. and you were there with probably the best team in the NFL.
You know, we take away that we are exactly, you know, what we think we are. You know, we continue to have faith, and we are getting better. You know, and everything that's outside the building, you know, all the negative, you know, we don't have a chance. You know, that has nothing to do with us, and we just continue to build on ourselves and continue to get better.